when you bring DJs from different shows together? Well, wonder no more. Listen to Active FM Live.
Hey, 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 and welcome to Active FM Live. I'm your girl Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gigs. And with me, we've got
Samia, also known as DJ Tim Tams.
DJ Tim Tams, and yes. Where are you from?
I am from the show All Things Girl.
Interesting. Interesting.
Where are you from?
I'm from the new show and the political show.
Two shows in one.
You're not in one, it's like two different.
It makes sense in my head.
Well, I'm from the new show, and then I co-host the political show. Yes, yes. So that's what's happening. What inspired All Things Girls? Why All Things Girls? What is All Things Girls about?
It's a show for all the ladies, but the gentlemen are welcome to join in if they want to know about specific things that girls do and they don't understand. But it's like basically women empowerment and just going out there to all the girls and
that
the
is
ladies.
Very, very yes. interesting. And yep. then your latest show is about?
So we spoke about one of the interesting shows. It was called The Struggles of a Tall Girl.
Struggles of a Tall Girl.
Mm-hmm.
I know those struggles very well. So what was it about? Like, what are the struggles of a tall girl and stuff?
Like, basically, for me, like, we also spoke about our personal struggles. Yeah. I can't find proper denims.
I agree with that. There's too much space. There's a reason why we're wearing boots today, because, you know?
But, yeah, it was just struggles of, like, even going on a date with a short guy. There you are in heels and...
And thinking of your wedding day, because we're wearing heels on our wedding days now. You know, you're looking, okay, my tall girl struggles would be the jeans thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's really hectic. I mean, you want to buy an ankle grazer, but then it's more of a calf grazer because it's sitting like up there. And I know my sister is shorter than me, and she will buy like a large crop top, like a large one, and it would fit her like a normal top. And then if I have to buy a large crop top because I like the style of the top and stuff, it will sit like a crop top. Even worse. So it's so, you know, there's certain things I can't buy and stuff. So those are my struggles. Yeah.
Unfortunately.
But I enjoy being tall.
I
enjoy standing next to my brother and sometimes feeling like I'm taller than him. You don't enjoy being tall?
Sometimes. There are like moments where you're like, tree branches and it's like.
You gotta bend.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah. No.
But I really enjoy being tall. Okay, that's very, very interesting. Well, I'm from the political show and the new show, like
serious
I told
shows.
You, and we speak more serious stuff. Mm-hmm. The political show is basically to give the truth behind the headlines. Because sometimes we read news articles and we just get our information from there and we think that is actually what is happening. But if you read between the lines, you can tell what the truth is. So that's what the political show is about. And then the new show is the same thing, basically to let you know what is happening in the world around you.
So tell us about like your latest show from the new show.
New show we spoke about is Microsoft buying TikTok. Yes. Do you use TikTok?
I don't use TikTok.
I also don't use TikTok. Well, I'm not a social media person. But basically, there's all this whole thing in the US with Donald Trump wanting to ban TikTok and Microsoft wanting to buy TikTok because they found that TikTok is actually taking unnecessary information. So they're taking, for instance, if I Googled something on my phone and I have TikTok, TikTok is taking that information for itself. So what are they doing with that information?
So like you're searching something on the internet, like how to fart in silence. So
like I wouldn't.
Yeah, but like they take that kind of information or something.
That would be something weird to search. Listen, but
there are people like us in the world.
Okay. I've just discovered something new about DJ Temtems. She is different.
Interesting.
Okay, so yeah, that was what the new show was about. And then the political show that came out, you can go onto Active FM's website and actually find the show there. We spoke about party before nation. So we're basically asking the question, does the government in different places, we give examples of three different countries, and the scenarios that are happening, and it's all happening at the same time, literally. So in South Africa, we have a situation, and while we're dealing with the situation in South Africa, there's something happening in the States, and there's something happening in Lebanon, and all of that. And we're asking the question, does government put themselves before the people and stuff? So it's quite an interesting show. You should go and check it out.
Very interesting.
Yes. So can I tell you something interesting?
know.
We are on day 147 of lockdown.
You've been counting. I feel like I've been in lockdown for like years now.
Yeah, no, it's been, we've only literally had 2 months of freedom this year. 2 months out of 12 months. Okay, we're not on the 12th month, but still, out of 12 months of freedom. And yeah, so we're on day 147, and since it's Friday, so thank God it's Friday. Woo-hoo. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What would you be doing in the weekend? Now that it's lockdown, can you give like viewers tips on what they can do this weekend to have fun and not dread in the fact that we're on almost on day 50 of the lockdown?
Yeesh. First, I'm so shocked that you count. I didn't even count. I was like, okay, day one. Then the next thing, I was like, okay, we're just going to continue. But anyways, for the people, what they can do is they can basically cook, you know, learn how to cook. I can't cook. Some delicacies, shame. But yeah, you can learn how to cook.
Have you been learning how to cook?
I've been learning how to burn food.
There's something new that we learned about DJ Tintin.
Yeah, but
okay.
It's a talent. But what else can they do? You
I've been learning how to cook. I've tried different things and mixed different things. Sometimes my mom looked at me like I'm weird, like, are we going to eat that for real? But it always tasted good.
What have you mixed that's...
I recently made a marinade, so I felt like eating smoked chicken type of thing. So I made a marinade with eggplant, chili, tomato sauce, oil, and Portuguese spice. Yes, it was divine. Can I just tell you it was divine? The sweet and the chili, the sweetness from the eggplant. Who knew that eggplant was so sweet? It's usually sour when you mix it in food, but it was amazing. Can I just tell you, when I put that on the chicken and smoked it, it was
interesting.
It was life, I'm telling you. That's what I learned with cooking. And then what else can we do? We can, there is this thing called Zoom parties.
Zoom party, yes. Is it?
The last time I was here with DJ Aqua, she spoke about Zoom dates. There is this thing out there called Zoom parties where people are literally having parties on Zoom.
So there's like a DJ and
there's a DJ with the music. So you obviously have to have speakers so that you can enjoy the vibe and everything. But there's a DJ there. There's literally screens of people and y'all are dancing. And it's very similar to those headphone parties.
Those ones are better, like a Zoom party.
But with the headphone party, there's zero social. Like you just have headphones and you're dancing and stuff like that. But now with the Zoom party, you're watching someone dance and you're like, woo-hoo, I'm also enjoying myself. But yeah, you can do... a good Zoom party.
Would you try it out though?
I would, with the right people and music from Active FM, because Christ music is hot music.
Definitely.
Right? Yeah. So yeah, I would definitely, you know, get the house master, get the blues man, literally get those DJs on to the Zoom party and we get down, man. We get down. It would be so awesome, even though I'm not really a party person. But this would be good because I'm awkward sometimes. Yes. Would you do a Zoom party?
First of all, when you said Zoom party, I was like, how, like, But I would do a Zoom party.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want everyone to see how weirdly I dance sometimes. Sometimes those dance moves look like I'm trying to kill something. So I'd rather, like, do that party and then, like, just show my face or something like that. But it seems very interesting. But I would try it out, definitely.
I think, you know, to our producer, Active FM producer, I think we should have an Active FM Zoom party. If you agree, just comment and say yes for Zoom party. Hashtag Active FM Zoom party. And we will have a Zoom party.
Definitely.
And then for those that are not really into dancing and going down, you know, the us who are not into dancing and going down, we can do Netflix watch parties.
That I would do. That seems very interesting.
Yeah, so Netflix watch party is where I'm watching Netflix. And if you have a Netflix account, we can choose a movie. And just before the movie starts, you click on the watch party. It sends you a link and then you send it to whoever. But obviously, the person has to have a Netflix account.
Okay.
It can't be someone who's never signed into Netflix or doesn't have a Netflix account and you want to watch with the person. No, it has to be someone who has a Netflix account. I'm like, hey, guys. You know, we were planning to go, when we're doing our January things for the year, you know, when we're deciding what we're going to do for the year. Mm-hmm. Today is the day we're supposed to be going to the movies. Let's do a Netflix watch party.
Interesting.
And yeah, you do Netflix.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and then you like, you know, make popcorn.
Alone.
You can make whatever because you usually have to sneak into the movie house with, you know, your things from outside.
Are you exposing yourself?
Look, I don't eat sweet stuff. I really don't like chocolates.
So you and I should like, yo.
No, we would love it. You could buy all the chocolates. I would never.
Okay, then eat. I can agree to that because yeah. I don't like savory. I'm yeah. like a sweet tooth kind of person.
So I don't like biscuits or chocolates or whatever.
Sad. You're
so
living a sad life.
No, so sad. I am living the best life. If you think that I'm living the best life because I don't eat chocolate, please comment there. I really want to see your comments.
I love chocolate. I can't.
I don't understand. Can I just tell you that I don't understand the taste of chocolate?
It's amazing. I know it was used as medicine long time ago, but like.
For real?
Yeah, definitely.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, but like now it's like the thing.
Look, I just feel like it's got a weird aftertaste. It's
she
very
has a
weird.
Problem, that's why. She has a problem, okay? Don't listen.
She's like, I'm getting shocked at some of the things she's saying, and she's like,
Look.
Yeah, so I would like want to go into the movie house with ribs and, you know, like enjoy
so
yourself
are you telling
while
me you
watching.
Like sneak in. Ribs in.
Can I tell you, there is one movie house at don't a specific mention. Place mm. where they do not search you before you go in. You literally can order ribs and a burger and then walk into.
You and I need to talk after.
And then
this.
there's a mall close by where I live that has a VIP section, a VIP movie house section. Obviously the tickets are more expensive, but you can, it literally has a table and comfortable couches, mm-hmm. and you can order food, and they'll bring in the food for you while you watch this watching TV. That's like deluxe, hectic, awesome. So yeah, Netflix watch party is something that you can do. And then what else can you do this weekend?
You can just stare at Cynthia Giggs.
Okay, please don't do that. That is weird.
I'm kidding. But yeah, there are different things that you can do, like gardening. I know I'm not a big fan because I kill all the plants that I.
Okay, so we definitely know that Tim Tams Googles weird things. Tim Tams kills plants, and Tim Tams doesn't like dancing.
Well, yes. She likes dancing, but it's just
okay, it's weird not, dance moves work. That make it look like she's killing someone.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you can do a lot of people have actually started gardening. A lot of people that I know have started little gardens and have started gardening. My mom for one of them. Has started like a small garden of vegetables at the back, and we're not allowed to go anywhere near them. Which
why?
I agree because I'd also kill the plants. So I don't know what scent does what
to learn
and,
as well.
And things. And then something else that you can do, which I really, really enjoy, is reading. Do you read?
I read a lot. There's this book that I'm reading, it has a movie. So I'm starting off with the book, and then I'm going to the movie to just test that, you know, idea of. Books are better than movies.
No, books are definitely better. If you've ever read a book, no. The problem with what I feel with movies is that the movies leave out the important parts that is in the book. You know that specific detail. The book tells you that he was wearing a pink cap that had the letter L with a scratch on the side. Then they won't have that. You know, those things. And because you use your own imagination as well, it's a, that's cool. Type of situation.
Okay, I understand where you're coming from because I read a book once and then I watched the movie. Well, I liked them both, but there was specific details that were missing. So yeah, you can comment below. What is better, books or movies? Let
us
know.
Books.
I say a bit of both.
So will you be trying any of these things this weekend?
Definitely be trying Zoom party with Active FM.
Yes, hashtag Zoom party. Zoom party.
You
yeah.
See me dancing. You might close your eyes.
Yeah, but obviously we have to first make sure that our producers know because there we are getting into Zoom and it's just the two of us and there's no DJs. Can you imagine?
We'll still make it like.
We'll try and DJ. I'll try and. I'm joking.
DJs are
So you obviously say you'll do the Zoom parties. With me, I know I'm going to definitely read. Something that we left out is going out. You can actually leave your house. Did you know that you could leave your house? Yes, you can. You can go to Mug and Bean, yes, or any restaurant. Well, I like Mug and Bean, but you can go to any restaurant as well.
So
yeah,
like I'm not a restaurant person. I miss all the fun things, you know.
What are the fun things?
Carnival parks, or whatever. What is it called? I'm saying carnival parks now, like the fun parks,
theme parks.
Ooh, carnival parks. Hey, I don't know what's happening, but like theme parks, just doing something. No, but we. Definitely, restaurants are like open now, so I agree with you.
Yeah, I remember I went out with my sister for the first time. We were first scared. I went out with my little sister. Mm-hmm. It was her birthday. We went out for breakfast, and we're like, we're going to do this. You know, we wake up, we're doing this. We're leaving, we're going to the restaurant. Now, we haven't been to a restaurant since before the lockdown. So we're like, okay, we're going. And we get there. Mm-hmm. We stand there, and the waiter comes and we're like, oh my gosh, they're taking us to our seat. We literally, it was as if we've never, ever been to a restaurant before. And we got to the seat, and they cleaned everything. We washed. They maybe cleaned our seats. That's how hectic it was. And we sat. And then people didn't really have masks on. I mean, obviously, you're eating.
Yeah, you're eating.
And stuff. So we took off our masks. But you know, you take it off watching. And they're watching us take off our masks. But it was cool. It was really nice to be in that setting again, in that scenery again, seeing people speaking with each other and the waiter coming. And he was very nice as well. You know, I'm sure he missed people. And we kept confusing our waiter. We eventually had to ask him his name because they were all wearing the same mask. And
so you couldn't see.
And you're like, we don't know what your face looks like. So we're like, no, it's not our waiter. I am partially blind, isn't it? Yeah. Well, we both are. My sister wears glasses as well. And she didn't take her glasses that day. And then, yeah. Oh, well. So definitely, I'll be reading. If you want to know what I'll be doing, I'll be in books. That's what I'll be doing this weekend. And watching
Wait,
Netflix.
Did you come into the Zoom party that
The Zoom party that she plans. Yes. I'm waiting for the invitation.
Post it on the producer's head, yeah.
But what are the things that you actually miss? Now that we're talking about things that you can do during lockdown and stuff, what are the things that you miss when life was normal?
Definitely visiting family.
Yeah.
I miss that. And having those huge, weird get-togethers, yes. And theme parks. I miss screaming. Yeah. But I miss theme parks. And yeah. I just miss going out there, you know.
Yeah.
I really now appreciate just going outside, you know, just going to throw the trash. I'm like, I appreciate this. I am outside. I appreciate it. But yeah, just those things. Like, but family, definitely seeing family is something that I miss. What about yourself?
Family, I mean, I live in a house full of people. So I see my family a lot and things like that. But, you know, going out to visit family in very far places and things, that is something. You know, we chat, we call each other, but we're like, we haven't seen you since March. That is horrible. And I remember I attended a funeral recently. It wasn't the same because the people literally, it was like a drive-by funeral.
So you just came in.
So obviously the people went to the cemetery. I didn't go to the cemetery. I was part of the people that were catering. And we had to have less than 50 people at the place, and including ourselves, so we had very little people come through, and there were people literally came, took the food and went. There was no social, and I felt it was really sad because now the family is going through the most. And but obviously the immediate family that was there stayed behind during that time, which was good. But it was, you know, it's like you really want to be there, but you can't really be there because you have to wait for 10 people to leave before you can actually come in. So those types of gatherings where you can have your whole family come through, you can have your friends, and, you know, those family reunion type of situations and stuff. Those are something that we really miss.
Yeah.
And then what else do I miss? I really miss going out for fun. I'm not really someone who goes out. I won't just go out. But the fact that I don't have an option now where you can't just go wherever you want. If I go out, I want to do something crazy and stuff like that, but now I can't go and do something crazy and stuff, so that I'll also miss. I can't wait for that to come back. So that's basically it.
Yep, that's basically it.
So tell us, what do you miss from before lockdown, pre-lockdown situations? Yeah. What do you miss? So are we having like internal jokes within the situations here?
Yeah.
Okay, so
social media platforms, right?
Yeah. We're on Instagram at ActiveFM777.
I'm used to just saying the number because we're a crazy show, right?
Yeah.
So I'm just used to going the number of heaven. So I was like, okay, should I just say it now? Because like from like the serious shows, but anyways. Yeah.
So, and we're also on Facebook, /ActiveFM.
We're on Twitter at ActiveFM.
Yes. And we on Parler. So, we're also on Parler. We are ActiveFM on Parler. And then if you want to download our shows, you're on www.activefm.co.za. Okay.
Yeah.
Where else can you download our shows?
We're everywhere.
We're everywhere.
I'm
okay.
Kidding. We're every podcast. Yeah, but we are everywhere, like I like to say.
Yeah, so we're on Apple Podcasts, on Google Podcasts, and we're also on Spotify.
iTunes.
Yes, and everywhere else. So get downloading. Get downloading, share the show, tell your whole world about it. And please comment on, are you for books or movies?
Or a bit of both.
Best of both. Maybe you enjoy both of them. Reading the book while watching the movie. You never know. What will you be doing this weekend? In terms of the lockdown, especially if you're in South Africa, if you're watching from across the seas, over the seas, what are you doing this weekend? Is your country on lockdown? Because I've been seeing a lot of photos from people in different places, and they don't really seem like, I mean, even here, you know, in the South, you don't really see the lockdown in full capacity.
You
but
mean like
no, they definitely wear the masks. But, you know, when you like talk about lockdown, empty streets, you're like, Well, I'm not going to give it away, but still. So let us know, is your country on lockdown? If it is, have you been staying in the house? Have you left the house? What day of lockdown are you in your specific country? Let us know, comment, and yeah, I'm your girl Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gix from the political show and the new show.
DJ Gix.
I'm not DJ.
I feel like I like DJ Gix.
I have never turned the tables. Is that what they call it?
Okay, I've never done the things. Now that you're saying turn the tables, I'm like...
I am a presenter on Active FM, and that is what I am. Not a DJ.
DJ Gix.
Okay. And she's DJ Tim Tams. I'm telling you, she's going to do a live where she's going to be on the dicks. And she's going to do the things for you. That's going to be for the Active FM Zoom party. She's going to be hosting it. I'm telling you, it's going to be awesome. We're going to get down with DJ Tim Tams.
Yes, we're getting down with DJ Tim Tams,
from?
Also known as Tamia from All Things
All Things Girls, for all the ladies out there.
And
yeah,
the guys, if you want to know, like,
if you don't understand women, go on to All Things Girls.
Listen.
Mm-hmm.
Listen.
And if you want to get the truth behind politics, you can go on to the political show and the news show.
Definitely.
Yeah, signing out. Peace.
Active FM radio has never been better.
You got me going, crazy. Something about you, your love is so amazing. And I know that you be everything I need. Your word brings me to life, your word brings me to life. Like a cloud by day, like a fire by night.
Bring me to life and make me brand new. Oh. Can't change you. Be brand new. Oh. Can't change you.